All right, today's episode is a sad one for me because I got only one of my predictions right regarding NXT. I'm sad. I didn't want even to record this episode. I don't like to admit that I'm wrong. Who does, you know? But it is what it is, and NXT 2.0 last night, even though it didn't went down as I predicted it, it was still a good episode. I accepted the fact that they can surprise me, even though I don't like their surprises. But it opened up new opportunities and new things, so why not? Other than the NXT review this episode, I have some news to talk about. So let's get this episode started right now.
Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the wrestling podcast.
Okay, so NXT 2.0 started off with a no DQ match between newcomers, B-Fab and Electra Lopez. You know, it was good that the match was a no DQ match because both wrestlers still need time, still are pretty green in the ring, but with all the no DQ stuff, it was, you know, the smoke and mirrors, as people call it. It was a pretty good match, but again, when they weren't using the weapons, you can see that they still need work. But that's okay, that's what NXT 2.0 is all about. You know, creating new stars, teaching them how to work, giving them a chance. Even if they won't succeed automatically, at least they get a chance. Electra Lopez won. Now there's a rumor that in the upcoming draft, NXT will also be eligible. And lately, as of yesterday, I think it was when I first read it, or 2 days ago, there's a rumor that the whole four people from Heathrow will be called to the main roster in the draft. So it makes sense that Electra will win this match. But what about Swerve? I mean, he's the North American champion and he didn't defend it once ever since he won it. So probably will lose it to Santos Escobar and then move on to the main roster if the rumors are true. Throughout the show, we saw clips from Index's honeymoon. Hilarious stuff going on. Johnny Gargano is a shark with a great image and a funny image. And the whole pillow fight and the ending with the raunchy stuff. The taped sex celebration. Not live, it wasn't live, it was taped. I love everything related to Index and The Way and Johnny Gargano and Candice. And it was brilliant in my opinion. I read online some people that didn't love it, say that it was too lowbrow humor, too raunchy, not PG stuff, but that's okay. They can say it. Everyone is allowed to have an opinion. I loved it. I loved it a lot. It was throughout the show, but I wanted to say it right now to get it out of my system. We had a few more matches. I forgot how to pronounce his name. Xian Quinn? Something like that. He beat only Lorcan. You know, it was kind of short. I don't know, something like 3 minutes. But Quinn looked good in it. We had MSK with multiple challengers in the ring. You know, MSK are great in the ring, but they need more personality. They need more character. They need more mic work, and this wasn't the segment to highlight them, to highlight all those things, but I really wish the grizzled young veterans to be the next champs. They deserve it, and from that segment, I think they will be the next in line, and the next champs, even, in my opinion. Next up, we had the women tag title match, my first wrong guess in my predictions. Io Shirai and Zoe Stark beat Toxic Attraction, Gigi Dolin and JC Jane. You know, it was a long match, but you can see they put a lot of effort into the match. It wasn't that perfect. There were some off moments, but all in all, it was a good match with, in my opinion, the wrong decision, but Io and Zoe are great. It made sense when you saw the ending of the show, but during that time period, I didn't like that decision. But you know, who asks me if I like it or not? Only a short vignette of Bron Breakker, the star of NXT 2.0, and I really, really, really want them to call him Rex Steiner, as they should have, but they keep on insisting on calling him Bron Breakker. Only a short vignette, but I take whatever I can get, because this kid is a star in the making. He's a future world champ, and every time he's on screen, I enjoy it a lot. Boa versus Adrian Chase. I like the character of Adrian Chase, you know, even though he's losing matches, but he's very entertaining. And, you know, again, that's what this whole NXT 2.0 is all about. Develop characters, create new stars. And I think Adrian Chase has what it takes. Boa won the match, but that's okay. That's what needed to happen, I guess. The Cruiserweight Championship was next. Let me tell you that Grayson Waller gave me a very positive impression about himself. Of course, Roderick Strong, one of the best wrestlers, in my opinion, in the world right now. I know he's not that great on the mic and his character work isn't the best, but inside the ring, he is amazing. I always enjoy his matches. And this match was great. It was short, but it showcased both of them. And I really, really enjoyed this match. At least this was a prediction of mine that was correct. So yeah, go me. Go Roderick Strong. At least one. Let me tell you something. LA Knight was up next. Odyssey Jones came. They'll have a match next week. I think LA Knight, or the formerly known as Eli Drake, is main roster ready. I think he will be drafted to the main roster during the upcoming draft. But he has a match against Odyssey Jones next week. Maybe his farewell match from NXT 2.0. We got Lashing Out with the Lash Legend. It was okay. I'm not sure what to make of that. But okay. It was the first attempt. We'll see how it goes, you know. Let's give it a chance. Kyle O'Reilly finally got some revenge against Ridge Holland after he beat him. You know, it wasn't the best match of either guy's careers, okay, to say the least. But first of all, didn't get enough time. And second of all, I love Kyle O'Reilly a lot. I think Ridge should have won, even though the story is Kyle getting the revenge. But Ridge Holland lost last week, and he's losing again this week. And he's kind of a monster, you know? He's a big guy compared to the other guys in NXT 2.0. So I love Kyle. I think he deserves to be pushed to the moon. But I think it was the wrong decision here to let him win. Pete Dunne and Ridge Holland attacked Kyle O'Reilly. And then came Von Wagner for the save. And with that, we get to our main event of the evening. And in our main event, my wish for Frankie Monet to become NXT Women's Champion was crushed by Raquel Gonzalez, who I was 100% sure she'll be drafted, then therefore she'll drop the title here. But I think what will happen now is that Frankie Monet will get drafted to the main roster. She is main roster ready. She's television ready. I think she can be champion no matter what roster she will be in. Raquel won, and then we start the feud with the Mandy Rose and Toxic Attraction. The only problem is that, Raquel is a face. Raquel is a face right now. It seems like it anyway. And the beatdown of Frankie Monet was probably her send-off to the main roster. But what will happen with Jessica May and Robert Stone? Will they be drafted as well? Robert Stone can succeed in the main roster. Jessica Mea has perfect look for main roster and perfect charisma, but I'm not 100% sold on her wrestling skills just yet. Maybe she could use some more time in NXT. I don't know, my opinion. But like I said, we ended the show with Toxic Attraction, who lost their tag team title match, coming on and attacking Frankie Monet, attacking Jessica Mea, attacking Robert Stone, and then attacking Raquel Gonzalez. When we have the ending of the show with Mandy Rose standing tall with the NXT women title in her hand. Seems like a match set for TakeOver. Are there any TakeOver? Will it be TakeOver 2.0? What's the story there? Anyway, if they will keep on TakeOvers or pay-per-views with a different name or network specials, not pay-per-view anymore, I think that's a women title match that we'll see there. Raquel versus Mandy Rose. All in all, a show with ups and downs, with some things that were right, some things that were wrong. But I still enjoy NXT 2.0, third week in a row that I enjoyed it. Not enough Braun Breaker, but other than that, very good show. Before we end this episode, just a quick rundown of AEW's Dynamite from Rochester, New York, the hometown of the late, great Brody Lee. Tony Khan tweeted, "It's Wednesday, you know what it means. Tonight, AEW Dynamite is live from Rochester, home of Mr. Brody Lee. Tonight, we'll have a great show dedicated to his memory with a special card, including a huge TNT Championship match, a title forever synonymous with his indelible legacy." I expect all the feels at tonight's Dynamite. Of course, the TNT Championship match Tony mentioned is between Miro, God's favorite champion, and Sammy Guevara. Even though my predictions for NXT 2.0 weren't that right, I'm guessing Miro will retain. We have Cody Rhodes and Lee Johnson versus Matt Sydal and Dante Martin. We have Penelope Ford and The Bunny versus Ty J, Anna J, and Ty Conti. And we have Adam Cole Baby versus Jungle Boy Boy. I see Baby Boy Boy. Never mind. I expect it to be a great episode, a touching episode. And you know who knows if Wyndham Rotunda, a.k.a. Bray Wyatt, a.k.a. The Fiend, a.k.a. Husky Harris, will show up in AEW in tonight's special episode dedicated to one of his best friends, Brody Lee. Anything can go, anything can happen. It's wrestling. It's 2021 and the wrestling world today is crazy. This year, not just today. So, only a few hours away until we know if he'll debut or not at AEW. Have a fun Dynamite, everyone. That's all the time we have for today's show. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, to tell a friend, share it. You can go to linktree.com/15minutetimelimit. That's linktr.ee/15minutetimelimit to see all the places you can listen to the podcast, see the social media links. You can go directly to Twitter at 15minutetimelimit. Give me a follow, like a post of mine, share it, retweet, do whatever you need to do. And I'll see you tomorrow with the AEW Dynamite from Rochester review. Will Bray Wyatt, Wyndham Rotunda appear and debut? Only a few more hours left till we find out. Goodbye.